This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Corruption cases like the ones against John Wiley Price, Kathy Neely, and others aren't new. 17 years ago, Dallas City Councilman Paul Fielding went to jail. 2 years after that, Councilmember Al Lipscomb was tried. And 4 years ago, Don Hill was convicted. Attorney Mike Ewell helped prosecute Lipscomb, then defend clients in the Hill case. In this conversation, he offers some legal insights. Mike Ewell, thanks for agreeing to talk to us.
You're welcome.
So the first thing I want to know is, what's going on for the non-lawyer who's wondering what's happening with this case against John Wiley Price and the three other defendants?
From the prosecutor's perspective, they would still be continuing to do some investigation. They would have gathered all their documents and spoken to, I'm sure, hundreds of witnesses before they obtained the indictment. But the work will continue until the trial date. It likely won't be anytime soon. I would not be surprised if this case isn't tried for almost a year. And these kinds of cases, often people don't believe the government would really indict a figure such as John Wiley Price or other prominent figures. And once that happens, they believe the government's really taken somebody on. Other witnesses come out. So I would suspect the government will be chasing down some more evidence, some more leads, and some more witnesses.
And why do you think it wouldn't go to trial for a year?
In this kind of case, the defense lawyers are entitled to obtain the evidence from the government that the government believes they'll be using at trial to present to a judge and jury. So the defense lawyers have a right to look at that. Then they have several weeks, if not months, to look it over, analyze it. They have a right to investigate the case themselves. And there'll be pretrial motions and hearings and whatnot. So I feel pretty comfortable that this case won't be tried for many months.
Is there any way to predict or guess success or not?
You know, it's hard. Everybody knows the statistics about in federal court, 95% of the cases people are found guilty. Of course, that includes plea bargaining. Of the cases that go to trial, 90-95% of the juries find them guilty. But every case stands on its own, and I wouldn't guess what a jury would do in this case. You'd never really know what a jury will do.
And what do you think the likelihood might be of a plea bargain?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think anything immediate. Obviously, they had their chance before indictment and didn't take it. But if you go back and look at the cases in the past, the Lipscomb case, the Don Hill case, you know, some of the defendants have ended up entering plea bargains. Certainly as the trial comes closer, people start thinking about minimizing their exposure, trying to limit the amount of time they'd spend in federal prison. And so I wouldn't rule it out. Obviously, all the defendants now say no way, no how. I'll be a little surprised if any of them do it.
Kathy Neely,
it's possible.
Helped prosecutors with information in the Don Hill case. She wasn't named in any way, shape, or form as being involved in that case. Is she a more likely possible person to plea bargain?
I tell you, you ask an excellent question. That's going to be fascinating to see how both sides treat Kathy Neely. If it's true that in the past she's helped the government and now they've decided to indict her, that's something that certainly the government's going to need to explain, and we'll see if Ms. Neely's lawyer exploits that.
Mike Ewell, thanks for agreeing to talk.
Glad to do it. You're welcome.